Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. This church and school are affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and is a community of faith founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this second Sunday after Pentecost. We have entered the second half of the church year. You may remember that we began the festival half, or the time of Christ, late last November with Advent, followed by Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, and Easter. During this time, our focus was on the life and ministry of Christ as he lived on earth among mankind. 50 days after Easter, the Holy Spirit was given to the church at Pentecost. This began the non-festival half, or time of the church. During this portion of the church year, our focus turns to the new life that we have in Christ, which we are empowered to live by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Today's epistle reading from St. Paul's letter to the church at Rome is from Romans 4, verses 13 to 25.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the church at Rome. The promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. In the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope he believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told. So shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words, "it was counted to him," were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification.
Reflecting on the faith of Abraham, we hear a musical setting of By Grace and Word and Faith. The text is, Open, O Lord, your arms of grace. Enfold me in your love. Unworthy sinner though I am, grant mercy from above. Reveal to me your word of truth, your promises divine, a light to guide my steps through life, within my heart to shine. Inspired by the Spirit's call, allow my life to show that trust in your almighty power enables faith to grow. By grace and word and faith alone, freed from the bonds of sin, redeemed, restored, reclaimed by love, created new within by grace and word and faith.
Whoa.
In today's Gospel, Matthew 9, verses 9 to 13, we hear Jesus call the tax collector, Matthew, to follow him. The self-righteous Pharisees question why he would associate with such sinners. We hear the Gospel and reflect on it in the beautiful musical setting of Will You Come and Follow Me?
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners."
Thank you.
Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus, going forth in His peace. Children, no matter their age, are always welcome at St. Peter worship services, which begin at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Jesus said, "Let the little children come unto me." Bible study and Sunday school gatherings are available for all ages following the worship service. There are also multiple opportunities for small group Bible studies and other activities throughout the week. Please contact the church office at 574-896-2025 for more information. A wonderful opportunity for the children to praise God with their voices and their wiggles will take place on Thursday, June 15th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. A kid-friendly cookout will be enjoyed at this joyful noise gathering. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church look forward to meeting you. In the words of the hymnist, "Lord, your summons echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same."